Well, let's bring in Emmanuel Cleaver. He's the Democrat of Missouri, also former chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressman Cleaver, welcome.
Sure, good to be with you.
And now your thoughts on the speech. What did you like? What was missing? What didn't you like?
Well, I liked a lot of it. I particularly liked the part in the speech where the president dealt with the tone here in Washington, and that if the tone continues to go down into the ditch, the nation is going to end up in the ditch. And I think that anybody who's in Washington and who keeps up with what's going on realizes that we are at a higher level of political tribalism than perhaps any moment in the past history of this great nation. I'm glad he mentioned the TPP. I'm not, if I had to vote for it today, I would not vote for it. And while I disagree with the president on the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership,
right. his trade agreement with Asian countries.
Yes. He let me and the rest of the members of Congress know how deeply committed he is to that trade agreement. Yeah. But I also think there was common ground mentioned when he talked about the need for criminal justice reform. And frankly, I don't know a Republican here on the Hill who has said that's unnecessary. I think there is widespread belief based on a lot of things that we've all seen on television and heard on the news over the last couple of years to suggest that we desperately need to reform our judicial system. Some of it is outdated and goes back, frankly, to the beginning days of the Republic, and in some cases copies what was done in England. So that needs to be done, and I think he was right to bring it up.
It was the very first thing he brought up, along with prescription opioid epidemic, the crisis there. Those are the very first two issues he brought up and said that they were bipartisan and possibly something they could, the Congress could work on. Well, you mentioned the tone. And yesterday we spoke with Professor Kerry Haney about what President Obama should say to address the part of the tone that's a racial divide. Michael Eric Dyson and others say President Obama was way too late in addressing it fully. Did you hear what you wanted to hear as an African-American last night?
Well, look, I agree with my good friend Michael Eric Dyson that I think the president is a little reluctant to delve into the issue of race, and with some good reason. He probably has done the best that he could, realizing that even if he just says the word black, he's going to be criticized for trying to racially divide the nation. And as ludicrous as that sounds, if we go back and look at his term in office, we'll see that those things have happened with great frequency. And the president remembers clearly that his State of the Union was interrupted 5 years ago by a member of Congress who shouted out, "You lie." He's been called a black Sambo by members of Congress. Now, in each instance, when someone says those things, they will apologize and say, I spoke in artly or something like that. But I think we have seen that his presidency has, and it's not his fault, but it has brought out in many instances racial issues that we thought were long past. And we found out that that's not the case.
Let me ask you about that, because there was the other moment in the speech, quite profound, when he almost apologized, said he had regrets that he didn't do more to heal the country's wounds, bring people together, that maybe another president like Lincoln could have. I can hear some of his supporters saying, wait a minute, you shouldn't have to apologize for the racism in the country that was in response to you being president.
That was exactly my initial reaction when I heard that. And then I moved quickly to the point where I understand that he is saying that I know that as a result of my presidency, some of the below the surface racism has been seeping out into the open far more than any of us anticipated.
We only have a few seconds here, so I just want to ask you your thoughts on Republican Nikki Haley's response, calling out Republicans for adding to the rhetoric that Obama decried.
I think that the governor once again has stepped out and done something that has brought on an avalanche of criticism by members of her own party. She's been roundly criticized since her comments, which were mild but accurate. And this is going to be tough for probably some of your listeners to understand or take. But I think a very racially sensitive white president will be able to do far more than the first African-American president as it relates to the issue of race.
Nixon to China. That's Emmanuel Cleaver, the Democrat who represents Missouri's 5th District in Congress. Congressman Cleaver, thank you.
Good to be with you.